My name is Stephanie Plum, and in my defense, I'd like to say that I have bread and milk on my shopping list, and I don't have any communicable diseases. I'm 5'7". My hair is brown and shoulder length and naturally curly. My eyes are blue. My teeth are mostly straight. My manicure was pretty good 3 days ago, and my shape is okay. I work as a bond enforcement agent for my cousin Vinny. And today I was standing in Loretta Rizzi's kitchen, thinking not only was Loretta ahead of me in the kitchen needs a makeover race, but she made me look like a piker in the loose cannon club. It was 8 a.m, and Loretta was wearing a long pink flannel nightgown and holding a gun to her head. "I'm gonna shoot myself," Loretta said. "Not that it would matter to you because you get your money dead or alive, right?" "Technically, that's true," I told her, "but dead is a pain in the tuchus. There's paperwork." A lot of the people Vinny bonds out are from my Chambersburg neighborhood in Trenton, New Jersey. Loretta Rizzi was one of those people. I went to school with Loretta. She's a year older than me, and she left high school early to have a baby. Now she was wanted for armed robbery, and she was about to blow her brains out. Vinny had posted Loretta's bond, and Loretta had failed to show for her court appearance, so I was dispatched to drag her back to jail. And, as luck would have it, I walked in at a bad moment and interrupted her suicide. "I just wanted a drink," Loretta said. "Yeah, but you held up a liquor store. Most people would have gone to a bar."
"I didn't have any money, and it was hot, and I needed a Tom Collins."
A tear rolled down Loretta's cheek.
"I've been thirsty lately," she said.
Loretta is a half a head shorter than me. She has curly black hair and a body kept toned by hefting serving trays for catered affairs at the firehouse. She hasn't changed much since high school. A few crinkle lines around her eyes, a little harder set to her mouth. She's Italian-American and related to half the burg, including my off-and-on boyfriend, Joe Morelli. "This was your first offense, and you didn't shoot anyone. Probably you'll get off with a hand slap," I told Loretta.
"I had my period," she said. "I wasn't thinking right."
Loretta lives in a rented row house on the edge of the burg. She has 2 bedrooms, 1 bath, a scrubbed clean cracker box kitchen, and a living room filled with secondhand furniture. Hard to make ends meet when you're a single mother without a high school diploma. The back door swung open, and my sidekick Lula stuck her head in.
"What's going on here? I'm tired of waiting in the car. I thought this was going to be a quick pickup, and then we were going for breakfast."
Lula is a former hoe, turned bonds office file clerk and wheelman. She's a plus-size black woman who likes to squash herself into 2 small clothes featuring animal print and spandex. Lula's cup runneth over from head to toe. "Loretta is having a bad morning," I said. Lula checked Loretta out.
"I can see that. She's still in her 90.
"Notice anything else?" I asked Lula.
"You mean like she's trying to style her hair with a Smith & Wesson?"
"I don't want to go to jail," Loretta said.
"It's not so bad," Lula told her. "If you can get them to send you to the workhouse, you'll get dental."
"I'm a disgrace," Loretta said.
Lula shifted her weight on her spike-heeled Manolo knockoffs.
"You'll be more than a disgrace if you pull that trigger. You'll have a big hole in your head, and your mother won't be able to have an open casket viewing. And who's going to clean up the mess it'll make in your kitchen?"
"I have an insurance policy," Loretta said. "If I kill myself, my son Mario will be able to manage until he can get a job. If I go to jail, he'll be on his own without any money."
"Insurance policies don't pay out on suicides," Lula said.
"Oh, crap. Is that true?"
Loretta asked me. "Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why you're worried about that. You have a big family. Someone will take care of Mario."
"It's not that easy. My mother is in rehab from when she had the stroke. She can't take him. And my brother Dom can't take him. He just got out of jail 3 days ago. He's on probation."
"What about your sister?"
"My sister's got her hands full with her own kids. Her rat-turd husband left her for some pre-puberty lap dancer."
"There must be someone who can babysit for you," Lula said to Loretta.
"Everyone's got their own thing going, and I don't want to leave Mario with just anybody. He's very sensitive and artistic."
I counted back and placed her kid in his early teens. Loretta had never married, and so far as I know, she'd never fingered a father for him.
"Maybe you could take him,"
Loretta said to me.
"What? No. No, 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 no.